You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Whoever wins the La Crosse mayor's race this spring will make a bit of history. Going back to 1856, all 43 previous mayors have been white men. The two candidates on the ballot this spring would represent a diverse change. If voters pick community organizer Shondell Washington Spivey, he would be the first black mayor of the city. If city council president Chris Kahlo wins, she'd be the first woman to be La Crosse mayor. The other two candidates in Tuesday's primary were also women. The spring election is on April 1st. An embattled La Crosse bar was the subject of last night's Judiciary and Administration Committee meeting. Latino Bar and Grill was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he's never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago, and they have issued warnings to the bar twice. Coudron testified in favor of revoking the bar's liquor license. On Monday, the city's Aviation Commission met to discuss adding flight options to the La Crosse Regional Airport. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved a resolution to contribute to the airport's plans to add a second airline. The Revenue Guarantee Fund is expected to be about $1.5 million. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said there were no major issues with Tuesday's primary across the state. The spring primary tends to have lower voter turnout, resulting in quick turnaround times in reporting vote totals and fewer issues at the polls. La Crosse County reported a 13.46% voter turnout, which was much higher in the city of La Crosse, where there were primaries for mayor, school board, and city council District 7. Some city wards reported turnouts of over 30% on Tuesday. A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the state assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a two-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student-athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students assigned male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. Another Wisconsin place of higher education is set to close. Northland College will cease operations this spring, joining a growing list of colleges and universities that have closed in the state. Northland, which is in Ashland, is the third private school to close in the state since 2020, joining Cardinal Stritch and Holy Family College. Five two-year UW schools have also closed or are set to close as well. Financial issues and declining enrollment are cited as the reasons for all of the closures. A warm-up is on the way. Temperatures today will reach 20 degrees in some places in the Cooley region. After dipping below zero tonight, we'll be back to the 20s for the next couple of days and likely go above freezing by Sunday, when temperatures will be around 40 degrees. Going into early next week, temperatures will continue to rise into the mid-40s and even low 50s in some spots. Despite the shift in temperatures, there isn't much of a chance of precipitation in the next few days. We'll have more details at our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the warm, cozy theaters this weekend, here are some films you might enjoy. Sometimes, even though a movie is reviewing well and probably pretty decent, it sounds ridiculous. And that is the case for The Monkey, which opens wide February 21st. I'm paraphrasing, but the logline is twin brothers find a wind-up monkey that causes a killing spree, and then 25 years later, it starts a new killing spree as they try to stop it. A wind-up monkey, not even a real monkey. The other film opening in wide release is The Unbreakable Boy, a family film about a child with autism and a bone disorder. If you're not up for braving the cold and feel like sitting home, check out Sly Lives, a new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Social media users, including myself, are in a lather over it, and it is pulling a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a built-in, fantastic soundtrack and all the other fun stuff you'd expect from a solid rock and roll documentary. Let's go to the movies. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold the next couple of days, but still chilly, mostly sunny today, a high near 17. Wind chills as low as 20 below, especially in the morning. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 5 below. Sunny skies on Friday with highs near 20. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.